important that you understand the difference in halakha between what we call grama and garmi. Very basic piece of knowledge in the Zikim Asatis, that there's something called grama and there's something called garmi. Basically, grama bin Zikim, you cause somebody damage. The halacha is that you're potter b'dinei Adam, you're chayiv b'dinei Shammai. A common example of a grama is you go over to someone's house and you open the front door. Take a key, you open the front door, and you leave the front door wide open, and no one's home. And that night, his house gets robbed. You have to pay, assuming they didn't catch the gun oven. You have to pay for the damage that you caused. You caused it. You left the front door wide open. So, in New York City. So, about it, somebody's going to rob the house. So the question is whether you're chayiv. So that is called a grama. According to most Yishayim, that's called a grama. And a grama is potter. Now, it's chayiv b'din shamayim. But it's potter between a yadim. When we're talking about a grama being potter, we mean it's potter that it's not something that Bezdin could be said, hey, I'm on it from. Now that's a grama. A grama is a cause. You cause something. Another example would be if you sell a farmer seeds which are not capable of growing. And he plants them. He spends a lot of money to plant it. Nothing grows. So now on to a refund for the seeds, it could be you have to give. But he says, hey, he spends a lot of money, he's hiring people to plant. So on that money also, that's a grama. If you attack us, right, you did the wrong thing. That's a grama. You caused a hezek. A grama is potter. Now, grama is gimel resh mem aleph. Right, grama. Garmi is Gimel Reish Mem Yud. Garmi. Now, you have to know, the big secret is that Grama and Garmi mean exactly the same thing. It's really, the word Garmi means cause and the word Grama cause. Not a, in Digduk, it would mean the same thing. Just in Chazal's Lashon, the word Garmi is used for something else. Garmi is used for a type of Grama which is Chayim. When we talk about garmi, people try to figure out what the difference in meaning is. It's a rabbinic lashon. It's not a digdug lashon. Garmi is the machlokes in the Gemara. We pass in garmi as chayim. Garmi are types of grama that are worse, that are chayim. And one example in the Gemara is if you burn someone's sarai. Somebody has a bunch of IOUs. And you go and you burn all his documents. Now the documents themselves are pieces of paper that are worth a few cents. But you're causing that now he won't be able to be Tevea. He won't be able to manayin his money. That's called garmi. And that's kind. Another example, what's the difference? That's the question. Okay. Let me just tell you another example of garmi is a meister. The government is looking for someone's money and they can't find it. And you go and you tell this government tevea, oh, he's got his money put away in this place. And then this government, the sheriff goes and he's tevea, he takes away the money. So, assuming that at the time of the government was tevea money unfair. So that's called garmi, and the one who's a meister, who shows where the money is, he's chayiv b'din adam. That's not the chayiv in Tibet. What? In the case where you burnt the shtar. That's a good question. Nachinami, I'm not sure. I guess the point is that the person is honest about it, and he says, look, I burnt the shtaris, what's it then? They found the chayim, so. What I don't know how they'll come to an agreement, but... Huh? Well, Let me just tell you, the difference between Garmi and Grama, almost every Rishon has a different Shita, which is what makes it very confusing. Different Rishonim, there are five or six Shitas and what the Geder is. And it's not our sugi for today to go through all the Shitas, we'll just speak out the Shita of Taisus and the Rosh, which is generally accepted Lahalacha, the Ramah passes this way. And that is that to be a Garmi, you need two things. Bari Hezeka, it's certain that you're causing a Hezek, it's not just a Sopik, like leaving someone's front door open. Maybe in certain neighborhoods it's a Vagai, but in many neighborhoods it's only a Sopik. You leave his front door open if anybody will steal. So it has to be Bari Hezeka, and it has to be Mazik B'Yadayim. You have to actually do something to the thing that was damaged. If you just opened up the front door, but that's not enough. You didn't do anything to it. Meshech, if you burned someone's shtarais, you did something via dying. You did something via dying, so that's considered garmi. So the question is, why is meister considered bari hazeka? Why is it via dying? So the way the Taisus and the Rosh understand, that's via dying. And you go over and you point it out to a... So the God is, you pointed out that the person is coming to steal, that is that's considered to be a dime. You're now making this into a davar that's about to be sold. That's the gather. What? Okay, we talked about this in Bava Kama at length, in the case where somebody throws, someone on a roof throws something off a roof. He throws the glasses down. But there's a mattress, it's going to fall on a mattress, it won't break. And someone else comes and pulls away the mattress. So that is Bari Hezeka, the thing's on the way down, you pull away the mattress, it's going to break, but it's not the Yadayim. You're not breaking it, you're pulling away the mattress, and that's going to cause that when the glass falls down, it's going to hit the ground, it's going to break. So Taisus holds that that's considered, Taisus and Bava Kama holds that's considered Grama. It's Potter. Because that's an example where you didn't do it Biyadayim, you handled the mattress, you pulled away the mattress. You didn't Biyadayim break the glass. The type of Shita is that that's a Grama, and a Grama is Potter. Now, the Yerushalmi gives an example of a Grama. The case I mentioned to you yesterday, the great Yerushalmi's lesson is, Mevatel Kisei Shal Chaveri. Somebody has money, and he has it in a box in his house, and he will invest it, make money. And I go, and I put a lock on his box, and I make the money not accessible to him. Now he can't get a hold of the money. Am I causing him a loss? Yes. But that's a grama. Even though it might be that it's bari hazeka, that it's certain he's not going to be able to invest the money now. But it's not, I'm not mad at the Adayim. I didn't damage anything. I put a lock on a box. I didn't pick up, if I would pick up his money and hide it, I'd be a ganav from the moment I pick it up. I didn't pick up the money. It's still in his box, still in his house. I just put a lock on the box. So Yerushalmi says that's the Vatal Kisei Shel Chaveri, right? That's a type of grama. That's part. So both the Ramban and the Ritva ask on Amish that if tying up someone's money so that he can't invest it is considered a grama, in our Mishnah, what did they do then try to do? All they tried to do was take a person who had money for 10 years and force him to pay it after 30 days. So what did he lose? He lost use of the money for almost 10 years. So that should only be a grama. What loss is it? The loss of use of the money. That should only be a grama. And if it's only a grama, it should be potter. Why do the agents and the men have to pay? What is the difference if I take your money and I put a lock on it and you can't use it? Or if I take your money and I stay invested that you have to give it away 10 years early and you can't use it? In both cases, you can't use it. In both cases, it should be a grama. And a grama is potter. And just like a grama is potter by magic, a grama is potter by Eden Zaynanin. And therefore, the kasha is that all the Eden Zaynanin tried to do is a garden of a hefted, not a real hefted. And the Mela, the Ramban and Ritzvah both have that our Mishnah, the Eden Zaynanin, should be part of the gun. It's the kasha. Why? Well, when someone steals the money, it enters the kasha of like signal. The truth is, if you steal money from someone and hold it for 10 years until they catch you, at the end of 10 years, you only have to pay back the money you took. You don't have to pay back the extra, the fact that he could have made money with the money. Rabbani Mitzvah brings back cases of kasha as well. If I steal money from someone, I pay back 10 years later, I steal $1,000. 10 years later, I give him the $1,000 back, I'm potter. I don't have to reimburse him the interest he could have made. So the same thing here? Should be the same thing.
This is one closer case for my friend. He's saying something to make money better. Making good that money. If anything, the difference is that. So I both here by the mercy saying something is half the money as opposed to taking and acting on a fact which is set up in one. But I think the tax was double.
Now you're not defining it exactly. You're saying it's different, which is nothing on me. The question is what is the difference? What is the clue that
makes it? Okay, people acting on the money. How little money was left, how little that money goes or not. How there's no difference between saying something and doing something.
Okay. Alright, well let's talk about it. The Ramban and Ritzvah are two different terusim on this kasha. Ramban is a very innovative way of looking at this. Listen to how the Ramban says. Ramban says, this loiva, when he has to really minadin, he doesn't have to pay anything this month. He has 10 years. When Adam Zaynanin make him pay now, make him pay $1,000, really, they have to pay, they will master him $1,000. Because now he's got to lay out $1,000 and she shouldn't have to pay. So they will master him $1,000. So really, they should have to pay the whole $1,000. So why do they pay, Dr. Ramban? Because they forced the lifer to pay right now. They forced him to pay right now $1,000, which he doesn't have to pay. So really, the Eidim Zaynanin should have to now reimburse the full $1,000 to the lifer. Just at the same time that the Eidim Zaynanin said, pay $1,000 now, they caused that a 10-year chayv is going to disappear. That 10 years from now, they won't have to pay. So when the naka, the benefit. In other words, the Eidim Zaynanin did two things to this life. A, they made him pay $1,000 right now. One thing they did to him, which is bad for him. And that, they should have to reimburse the whole $1,000. And B, by paying the $1,000 now, they get off from paying the $1,000 in 10 years. So the nekuda of the Mishnah is, that the Ramban is, that really they have to pay $1,000, instead of chayivim to pay $1,000 right now. They make him take $1,000 out of his pocket now. The only reason we shot up is because there's also a benefit, that over the years, he's not going to have to pay later. But there's chayivus of the Eidim Zaynanin is to Sebe Chayim is to pay $1,000 now. Ramban sounds like an Achman's chat. The Ramban is saying that the reason that the Eidim Zaynanin have to pay is not because of the whole lumpness of losing use of the money. It's because they're making the life of pay money now, this month. That's why they have to pay the $1,000. We're only shopping up because they also benefited him the gain of the 10-year loan that he won't have to pay in 10 years. But the schaivus is because right now he has to pay. That's what I'm about to say. You see, the Ramban is a big Kiddush. You see what I'm saying. The Ritzvah disagrees. What? The schaivus is because he has to pay now. That's what causes the schaivus. Yeah, you're right. Let's say we'll come to the Zaynanin and we'll say, pay $1,000. tried to make him pay $1,000. He tried to make him pay $1,000 this month. But pay him back the $1,000. Maybe Zen will defend himself. You weren't so bad. You did a bad thing. You weren't so bad. You didn't make him lose $1,000. You made him pay it now, and he won't have to pay it in 10 years. We tell him, you're right. We'll leave a knock at something for that factor. But to add to Esther Mitzchayvah, just because you made him pay now. The Ritva is maybe the more simple shot. The Ritva says that it's Garmi. He doesn't explain that much, but what he seems to say is Grava is when you lock up someone's money. You just lock it up and nothing happens with it. That's Grava. When you're making something happen, that's Garmi. It's, I guess, similar to Meiser. It's a Garmi. You're making money be given out. Making money be given out early, that is Garmi. Causing money to change hands, that's Garmi. That's the Vadei Hezek. That's having money for a period of time is a Vadei Hezek. And that's Garmi. And it seems that Rav Moshe in that Shuvah learns like the Ritva. He says that if you cause somebody to give away money early, then that's Garmi. You have to pay for loss of the use of the money. You cause somebody, like in Rav Moshe's case with this lady who gave away to the same alum, if you cause somebody to give away money early, that's Garmi. You cause, you'd be a dayan, that he loses use of the money. It's not like locking it up. You cause it to be taken away. And that's a Garmi. That's the shita of the Ritva, which Rav Moshe seems to take on as the Ichal HaHalacha. That there's a difference between locking up money, we don't do anything to the money, that's drama. And in the case of Garmi, which is where you cause something via dayan to be done, you're causing, just like a meiser, you show it to the meiser, and therefore the money gets given out. Here also, you're causing the money to be given out early, and that is Garmi. That's why it should be fine. So, but really I think the bigger Chiddush, I think it's, to me it's a little more Mesava than the Ramban, and the response to the Kuda is Medina, that if you cause somebody to lose use of money, it depends how you do it. If you do it by making the money not accessible to him, like locking a box, so then that's Grama. If you do it by causing the money to be taken from him, then that's Gani. Because they're like a Meister, you're causing someone to take it away. The question was to take away use of the money, then that is Garmi. And in that case, a person has to pay the difference. This is the machlokes between the Ramban and the Ritva. Rav Shmuel Lizutsky said another nafka mina between them. Rav Shmuel Lizutsky says another nafka mina would be in the reverse case, where somebody really has to pay in 30 days. And Eden Zeidman tried to make the payment be 10 years later. In the reverse case. Eden Zeidman made it happen 10 years later. Which is the case we mentioned yesterday from Darf Lunar. Shmuel doesn't go with Darf Lunar, he has his own thing. Because according to the Ramban, he'd be puffed. Remember, the Ramban said that really it would be a grub. Just since you're making him pay money this month, he has to actually pay. When he shouldn't have to pay, that's the Bechai. In the reverse case, when you're making him not pay, when he should have paid this month, you're making him pay 10 years later, so there's nothing actually, there's no Bechai. There's no actual giving out of money, which is Bechai. The whole Ramban's Svara was that the reason you have to pay is because you're making him pay money this month. That was the whole Svara of the Ramban. When it's the reverse case, you're making him not pay. Making him not pay, that's not something you're going to have to pay for.
But what about the
fact that Malvez
is losing money
for this
month because
he
had the money back this month?
So there is that the Ramban holds is a Grama. The Ritva holds making someone lose money is a Garmi. You want him tying up the money, but making the money be a dayan, not be his, is a Garmi. The Ramban holds that that's only a Grama. This case is a unique case that they have to pay out the money. It will be the reverse. The Ramban holds it will be different. But you have to admit, you see, in the 30-day case, because I'm giving money today, which I don't have to give. Ramban says that's what's machayevi. In the 10-year case, at the end of 10 years, when he gives the money, he can't say, "I'm giving money which I don't have to give." He does have to give, just he should have given it 9 years ago. Right? He's giving it. This is Rishon Rizalki's Nafkamina, but Akoponim Ledina comes out from our sugya, this big Nafkamina. According to the Ritva and the way Ramesh and Nemzon Lahalacha, we now have a Chiddush that any time you cause money to change hands early, that's Garmi. You have to pay the loss of use of the money. According to Ramban, it's not true. It's only Grum. According to the Ritva, which Ramesh seems to say is the Iker, that's actually a case of Garmi.
Okay.
And if the wife is a little bit, it won't be a government. That's the money change. You're thinking of cash. I'm hoping no one's going to ask that. The truth is, we could declare on the second half of Shulman Zosti Svara. We could declare, in the Ramban, it's clear. If the case would be the reverse. Like the Ramban, it's very clear. The Ramban says it's always a grama unless you make someone pay when he doesn't have to pay. So it'll be the reverse case. It's certainly a grama you're talking. According to the Ritva, it's not that clear. Why isn't it the same as burning somebody's shtar, which is Gami? And you're also, the thing is, when you destroy someone's shtar, you're doing something b'yadayim. You're doing b'yadayim. Here, we can declare, according to the Ritva, I think there's room to maneuver both ways. The Ritva says it's a Garmi to make someone lose use of money. You're doing it be a dying. When you make him pay early, it's certainly going to be a dying. When you make him pay late, it's something that we could clarify about. Are you doing something be a dying? Or you just, it's a passive that he just doesn't have to pay. The Shmuel is asking them done that that's what we're doing be a dying. Someone would normally pay after 30 days. And you cause it to go for 10 years, that's what be a dying. And I'm asking that you could debate the point. You go to court and they
freeze
assets. They freeze somebody's assets. So, what does it mean they freeze? It means they tell the bank that they have to put a lock on the thing. Pasha, it's like the Vatican Kisha Shal Chadera. Pasha, it's the ground. Question is, how far does the Rizbah go in his Kiddush? And the response lashon is very particular, not that clear. At what point does it become garmi? Certainly, if you do something via dying, there's all this garmi. It's freezing assets in court. It doesn't have to be like terrorists. Sometimes when two people have a court case, somebody puts a hole in the other person's life. It'll be the same class. Okay, so that's this nekuda. Let's get on to the beginning of the Gemara, the sugya of Shemitah. We're now going to have two lishai nice and machlekes lishakam lishnabasra in the following case. Hamalves chaveri la'aser shanim shviyus misham tasa. If you give someone a loan for 10 years, of course 10 years is lav dafka. Just fix the lashon of mishnah. Any loan that goes past shvita is misham. Ba'af agav dehashta loykarinim ve'layigai. Saifasi li'day layigai. Even though right now. Even though right now he couldn't be Tadea anyway. If you buy someone money for 10 years, you have no right to Monayin until the 10 years are up. But since at the end you will be Tadea, that's enough to Shmita to be Misham. That's the Shita of the first Lashon. What's the question? The hope still here. The question is, in order for Shmita to be Misham of the Chayiv, does the Chayiv have to exist in Shmita? But does the chayiv have to be collectible in Shemitah? The first lashon holds that as long as the chayiv exists during Shemitah, Shemitah is Misham. That's enough. As long as the chayiv exists, even if he couldn't collect. Master Berkan, what about our Mishnah? I even come out of the way to lead of those the other. They lead me come out of Amigay. They lead me come out of Esar Shon. The Amrit Shvi is Misham Tasa. Kulu Nami Vaish Lumelei. If you say Shvius is Misham in a 10-year loan, so the Leibah would have been off the hook. On a 10-year claim, he paid zero. And now they can design him and try to make him pay, and to make him pay at all. So the whole thing is a total hefted. Because if you would have waited 10 years, there would have been no problem. So Tshver, after the Gemara, you're right. Amarava Achav Abayev, you know? In cases where Shemitah does not apply, either Malva'al Amashkin, either with the Mashkin, any time there's a Mashkin, Shemitah is not Mishamit, or the Meister Shtarayt of the Bez. So you give your Shtarayt to Bezin. If a man comes to Bezin, gives over his Tzaydayt to Bezin, that doesn't mean he gives the money to Bezin. If he gives it to Bezin for collection, so that's the case of our Mishnah, which means to say that if it was a normal case, Shemitah would be Mishamit any 10-year loan. Because Yamri, just the opposite. I'm Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. I'm Abbas Chaver Elas Hashvanim Ein Shriyas Misham Tasek. Tav Agab Dasi Lidei Leigai Tashim Yalei Kvina Bei Leigai. What is the second Lashon Hol? Shemitah is only Mishamet Achai, which is collectible in Shemitah. Which you could, you had the option of collecting. If you had the option of collecting, so then, Leikarina Bei Leigai. But if you didn't have the option of collecting, because it wasn't due till the end of a few years later, then Shemitah is not Mishamit. According to this Lashon, it's not a kasha from our Mishnah, it's a raya. Amar Rav Kahana, Hanami Tanina. If so, it's a raya. Because we learned that in the Kambad, the Mishnah, the Elves was Biyada. They meet in the Kambad, Lamed Yad. They meet in the Kambad, Ezra Shana. The Amish, Shvias Misham Tafne Kulan, Ani Bayil Shlom Alei. So our Mishnah is a raya, that Shemitah is not Mishamit. I'm a rabbi, it's not necessarily a raya, hachamay eskinon, the mabal amashkin, maestrach of a bezin, the nan, the mabal amashkin, maestrach of a bezin, a mishmu. So we have here a machlaikis, two mashaynis. What's the machlaikis? If, what type of chai is shmita mishan? Is it only a chai that you could manayin? Or is it a chai that exists? First Lashon holds, any Chai Shemitah is Mishamit. The first Lashon is the Kula for who? For the Ma'avad Eliva. First Lashon is the Kula for the Eliva. Mishamit is more Chayvah. The second Lashon is the Kula for the Malva. The Chayvah is not Mishamit. So we have a Machlaikis to Tula Shainis. How do we pass him? So the top Taisis, I'm Rabbeinu Tam, Allah is Mishnah Basra. The Achinami must be some Messiah. You write better a Lashon where the Mishnah is a Raya, not a Kasha. Our Mishnah is a Raya to the second Lashon, but Kasha Lishna Kamba. Baskara to Giyar Rabbeinu Tam, you should say Baskara, that means they used to say certain, what do they call it? Yaitzis, right? In the Yaitzis, for Shemitah, it said, Man Eser Kiyel Venu. Now, the Rush brings, there were two Girsis in the Yaitzis, imagine, they're arguing all the Yaitzis. So we have the problems, we don't say it. Even though we say it, we don't know what it says. But the Rush says, Rabbeinu Tam's gear says, Man Esekiel Venu. If you lend someone money for 10 years, the life of Nishbat, the Chakiyam of Yazan. It's wrong for the person to say that Shemitah is Mashan. Now the Rush brings Chalkin. It brings that the Riva argues, and the Ramah, and they say that the Halach is like the Lishna Kama. In the very Yaitzis, they said, Man Eser, Kiyo Benu, if you want someone with money for 10 years, the Chati Yabad Yaz Benu. Which the rhyme fits better. Right? It's a number of syllables. Right? Man Eser, Kiyo Benu, the Chati Yabad Yaz Benu. So it takes up a carrot that if you want someone a 10 year loan, you're out of luck. You lose the money. They're just fitting the Yaitzis with their own sheep. The Rambam's rule is in Shas, he always passes like the Lishna Basra. That's the Rambam's klal, that he always passes like the Lishna Basra, and he also passes like the Lishna Basra. However, as I said, the Rush brings that the Riva and the Rambam are passing like the Lishna Basra. There's a Claire in the Michat Chinuch. It's a tough Ayin Zayin in the beginning. What does it mean that Shemitah is Mishamet Achai? Two ways to learn. When Shemitah comes, someone owes you money, and you didn't write it for a book. When Shemitah comes, it's Mishamet. How do you understand that? Two very different ways of understanding. One way of understanding is And this lashon of the mechatzinuch is that it's afkata de malka. Afkata. Ayin aleph veikuf ayin tav aleph. Afkata means it's makia de malka. The king, Hashem, was makia de chayit. That means the first way of learning is that when Shemitah comes, the chayit is gone, disappears. The Torah made the chayit disappear. And there is no chayit. That's the first way to learn. The way most people understand Shemitah. Shemitah is makia chayit. You can learn differently. You could learn the chayit still exists, even after Shemitah. You learned someone before Shemitah, and even if it was due by Shemitah, the chayit still exists. Just you have a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah life asay. You have a mitzvah life asay of leidai, not just mitzvah veyah. And Shviyat Tishmatena, you have a mitzvah of being Mishamit the Chayit. You have a mitzvah not to manayin the Chayit. But the Chayit really exists. The Chayit really is around. So you see very different ways of learning. The first way, what? According to the second way, the Chayit exists, and the Laiva really should go to the Malva and say, I want to pay. And the Malva should say, Shemitah, I don't have to. One nafkamina between the two ways of learning, and maybe the biggest nafkamina of Bizman Azeh, is what happens if the Malva is a Rasha, or is a Friday year, and he wants payment. Shemitah is Mishan, and he wants you to pay. According to the first Rasha, you don't owe anything. The Chayt doesn't exist. If you can get out of this fight, don't pay. According to the first lashon, it's afkata de malka. The Torah is makia the chayit. According to the second way of learning, the chayit exists. If you're alive, you have to pay the chayit. It's just that the malva has a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to do, and he's supposed to do that mitzvah and to be mishamit. If he's not mishamit, he's still owing the money. Like a misnayver, maybe. We'll see in a second. I'm not sure how to answer it, but we'll see in a second, okay? Another nafkamina. Now, the Mishnah Chinuch says the Ikar is the first way. I think is the way most people understand. The Kata de Malka. However.
The
Malka is an Avera thing to collect, but the Ikar is collecting, not the And Tumim and Rav Moshe and them on like the second way. The nafkamina that says in the Mishnah Chinuch is what happens if a cotton lent money. Say a cotton made a loan. He lent someone money. And Shemitah passes. If you learn it's afkata de malka, that the chayv is off because the Torah abolished the chayv, so then a cotton's chayv also. The chayv doesn't exist. So the chayv is gone. And that's the way the Nechassin of Paschim, that a cher shayt of a cotton, that they lent money, that Shemitah passes, they're not entitled to payment, because Shemitah was Misham et Achai. However, the Tumim says the Farish, in Simim Sam of Zayim, which is also Shemitah's Ksafim, Cotton Kafei, that Shemitah is not Misham at a Chayv of Ketanim. So the Chayv of Ketanim, if Shemitah passes, you still have to pay them money. Why do you have to pay them money? Because the Chayv still exists. It's just a mitzvah to be Misham. The cotton is not Mechayv of Mishvah. So therefore, you still have to pay. The cotton has no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. So therefore he's not mechayiv in the mitzvah of being misham at the chayiv. What? Chayiv is no shemitah anyway. Another nafkamina. Let's say a person, after shemitah, would say beyachayiv. just like it is. Now he wants to do tshuva. Does he have to return the money or not? Okay, Shemitah passed, and he went, he was tevayach chayiv, and he had paid. And now he wants to do tshuva. And the Chachinuch says, so what should be, the money he took was what? Gezeila, straight out now to gagas with the money. Because the person doesn't know the money. No, the Chassidus said, I've got to the mouth. The Chassidus said that once Shemitah comes, the fight doesn't exist. So if you go over to someone and say, pay me, and there's no fight, you're got it. So the Chassidus calls, you have to give the money back. Meshe'en Kane, if you learn, like the Tumim, that the fight does exist, you have a mitzvah. So when you took the money, yes, to Shemitah, you missed your mitzvah. You missed your mitzvah. You're not a goddess. The money you took is your money. You're just missing your mitzvah. It's the person's mitzvah to be Misham at a fight. If he didn't do it, he didn't do it. He's not a goddess. The money he has is still his money.
Yes. Why was it the point of the sale? Why was the money real? Why was the
right. Whatever had to Timsa. Either he was ashamed to say it's Shemitah, or he made something to Michael with a fry and he paid. The point of this thing is you have to give it back.
You're
kind of. You mean it should be a lot of anything to say because of being returning it. I think we only say that on places where we have a limud to tell us such a thing, that giving it back is about to be a lot. I think it does not apply in a lot where you don't have a deal. In every case. See, the nafkamina is more than that. According to the Mechassinuch, it's a moministic din. The whole din of Shemitah Sadm is a din mamin. Along with the Chayshim Mishnah. According to the Tumim, it's a din iser. It's a behetadik din. In other words, it's not a moministic din. The mamin is the mamin still exists. It's dina iser behetad. It's an iser to get the person, to make the person pay. Well, you don't. It's an iser to make the person pay. Dina iser behetad. It's not dina not being a mammon Israel. The whole mitzvah is a different one. Rav Meisha, in the Dibbis Meisha on Gittin, in Tahar and Lundalit, he says that the Mechassinuch is a teller. There are a few Gemaris that are the Seirish Mashma like the Tumim. One of the more interesting Gemaris, in Gittin on Zayin, says about Rabba. Rabba was a very poor man. And Rabba had lent some money. I think the Gemara says he lent money to Abba Bar Minyume. And Abba Bar Minyume came to him after Shemitah and said, I want to pay my chayv. And Rabba said, Mishamit Ami. Allah says, if someone says to pay the chayv, you say, Mishamit Ami. I apply the rules of Shemitah and you don't have to pay. Rabbi Benyumay said thank you and he went home. It says that Rabbi was very upset. Abaya was sitting there. So Abaya told Rabbi, why are you upset? He said, imagine he didn't pay me. So Abaya went running over to Abba Bar Benyumay and he called him Chasur Das. He called him the name there that you're missing your Chasur Das. I'll tell you, you didn't pay. So Abba Bar Benyumay went and he paid. It says in the Gemara. Now, Rav Meisha, what's Pshat in the Gemara? The Pshat is, and the Gemara says this, that if you owe someone money after Shemitah, and he says Mishamet Ani, so the Gemara says Ruach Hachamim Neichemen, you should pay anyway. Ruach Hachamim Neichemen, or a proper person pays his favors anyway, even after Shemitah. So Abba Bar Minyume should have paid, especially because Rabba was a poor man. So he should have paid. Dr. Vaisha, if you're more like the Michas Chinuch, that the chayv is gone, so what does it mean he should have paid? You should give a gift. What does it mean? You should give him a ton. So why should Abba Bar Minyume give him a ton? No, let Abaya give him a ton. What's the difference? If you learn the chayv is totally gone, it just doesn't exist, that's Kata de Malka. So why should Abba Ben Yuma give him the matana? Someone else give him the matana. Why? Certainly more difficult to understand. Certainly, if you learn the second way, like the Tumim, that really the chayv exists. And a man has a mitzvah to say, it's the same neshamah on you. So he was the kind of mitzvah. And then you're supposed to say, I hope he came, lemaisa, the other person's money. He can't force you to pay. But, since the chayv exists, you should pay. The right thing to do is to pay. That makes much more sense according to the Sunnah's mouth, not according to the Chinuch mouth. Yes,
that's true. Right. The other fact they didn't want to pay, they just wanted to go home. Right, they don't want to pay.
But yet he was right.
But if you realize why, would it make sense to
really
not to pay?
Title, within his right,
well, he's
not a guy.
I didn't ask him anyway. He's using his technicality.
He's not enforceable. It's not a bailer. As long as he says, rough, I'm there. And even if you're right, which I don't think it is, but still at the end he was major. He's major top value.
He didn't want to be confessed.
What?
I mean, he's still telling him,
why would Rabbi be upset if he's not entitled to the money? So, you know, why do you get upset for? A person doesn't get upset over things that are clearly in halacha. If some declare halacha, you don't get upset. But if look, something that can never to pay, so we understand that he got upset. We can understand. If you don't mind, there's a hat on this bar. Even a hat doesn't go on. Now getting back to our sugya, we have a machlokes to be passing like the first lashon or the second lashon. The Rush brings down two shittos. If you pass like the Mishnah Kama, which is a kula for the Laiva, or if you pass like the Mishnah Basa, which is a kula for the Malva. And we know, as I told you, the Rambam's rule is that he passes generally like Lishna Basra. That's how the Rambam passes. In the Papulei Charista, which is under the Rush, Eitz Sama, he asks, "Vim Taimar Habisfeka de Mamayna Rinan Pula Lenitza." How could you pass like the second Lashin? Taka, when you have two Lashinis, generally you pass like the second Lashin. But when it's Dine Mamin, we say, Hamaiti Mechaveri Olav Araya. And we pass in like whichever Lashin is a kula for the Musik, a kula for the one who has the money. Here, the first Lashin is a kula for the Laiva. It says the Shmita is Misham. The second Lashin says it's a kula to the Malva. So being who's the Musik is the Laiva. So if the Laiva is a Musik, so then we should paskin like the first lashon that the muzik holds on to the money, even though the rabbi has a general rule that you paskin like the second lashon. Where it's a suffik and dini mamin is, we go amaytim chavel haraya, and we paskin lekula to the nitzvah, to the one who's the muzik. So back to papulei charista that we should paskin kula the nitzvah. Sorry, somebody said. Listen to the Papua Charista Terrace. The Papua Charista says, the Nirali, the Tame Nishun, the Shmita, Isurehi, Umakalina. In this Kasha, the Papua Charista asks, it's a Suffolk and Dini Mominis. He answers, Nirali, no, Dine Yisra. So if you learn Pasha, the Papua Charista, like what's his Havamina, you know, what's his Maskar? First says Dine Mominis, then he says Dine Yisra. Why should be Dina Yisr? Dina Mamin. But according to this, it's very good. If you learn like the Miches Chinuch, it's Taka Dina Mamin. Shmita is a rule in Dina Mamin, according to the Miches Chinuch. What's the rule in Dina Mamin? That's Mishamin. That's the rule in Dina Mamin. So then we should pass in Taka like the Lishna Kamin. According to the Tumim, it's not a din in Dina Mamin. The Chayv exists. All it is a din and dine a mitzvah, dine yisra the heter. It's a mitzvah to be mishamit. If it's a mitzvah to be mishamit, that's dine yisra the heter. So that we pass in the kula, especially like the Rush says, shmita sasafim is manazed, only a drabanan. Manazed, the whole din of shmita sasafim is a drabanan, because tov man she'en yayvel nayim, in a tayra, so shmita sasafim is nayim. Man Zay Yaival, there's no Yaival. Why do you think that you didn't hit Yaival yet, you're not 50 years old? You're going to live 100 years, you're not going to hit Yaival. Because call the man that writes Yidden don't live in Eretz Yisrael, Hekesh or Shemitah Tzatim, Shemitah Karka. So Shemitah Tzatim is not a Zezid Rabbanan. So he says, it's Dina Yisr, it's a Tzatim Rabbanan Lekuma. So therefore we pass him that you can be Tzedeh, that the mouth is entitled to his mind. Now that whole thing that it's Dina Yisr follows good, well, according to the Tumim and Ramesh. According to Tumim and Ramesh, Taka Tzatim Yisr. Question is, why is it Mechashemish? Why is it Mechashemish? The same kasha, why is goodness in your day? It should be in Mechashemish. Okay? I'm sorry, it's a kasha. Lamaisa, Elkishmish, Sasha, is in Mechashemish. The question is, if you can pass him that way. Not sure. It could be, once the person has been in Halva, he's going to call Mechashemish.
What's the first day by chance?
You know, there's a Bach in the beginning of Elkish Rivers. Bach says, Elkish Rivers belongs to Mechashemish, but. And heaven has it because it follows the previous simon, which had a related topic about Mumer, the stuff with Mumer, so. So the Bach says it was a convenience that was stuck in. Which means stuff and that's some similar reason. It's just hard to pass him a bucket from that. So at any rate, this is the Hakira based upon which it could be the Machlekes Rishayim had a pasuk in this time. Now, L'chaira, the next Gemara, could be totally in this too. What is the next piece of Gemara? It's still about Shemitah. What does it say? Yom Rav Yudah Mishmur. Ha'ima l'chaveire aminash l'itashmiteni shviyiz, shviyiz mishamet. If you tell someone, I'm lending you money on the condition that Shemitah doesn't affect the Chayiv, it does. You're a liar. You said Shemitah does not, and Shemitah is. And you can't do this. Leimah k'sav Shmuel ma'asna ma'ashkasa b'tayri v'chala ma'asna ma'ashkasa b'tayri t'nai b'atul. L'chay Shmuel says that if you make a t'nai in contradiction to the Torah, the t'nai is b'atul, but it's not so. Ha'idmah. Ha'imah l'chadeire amina she'in l'cha alayayna. Someone sells something to someone. He says, I'm selling to you on the condition that that the Tanai doesn't work. So we see that the Tanai does work. So we see it could make a Tanai against the Torah. And the Gemara, no, it's not so. It's not Allah, this is already explained. Amar Avanah l'didim afashli v'nei v'shmuel. It depends what language you say. If you say Amadosh she'in l'cha olayayna, you say Amadosh she'in bayayna, hariyesh bayayna. What's the difference? You say Amadosh she'in l'cha olay, what do you say? You're saying, really, I'm not contradicting the title. It's a parasha bayayna. Amadosh she'in l'cha olay. You're not going to enforce your rights based on the rule of Aynah. I say Amadosh she'in l'cha olay, Aynah, then it works. Aynah yalav Aynah. See, I'm not sure if I know how he is by now. Then you contradict the Torah. Follow Chilik. Very simple difference. Masna, Masha Kasa B'Torah is only if you contradict what the Torah says. Somebody lends someone money, I'm enough that today is not Shabbos, and it is Shabbos. So that contradicts the Torah. If you lend someone money, I'm enough that there is no such thing as I know, but there is such a thing as I know. So that's called Masna Mashakasa B'Torah, like Shmuel. Shmuel's might is but when do Rabbi Shmuel argue? When does Shmuel hold it good? When you say, Amadosh She'in L'cha Olay Aynah, if you're not going to enforce the rule of Aynah, then Shmuel holds it good. So Achinam, Amadosh L'Tashmiteni B'Shviyas, Ein Shviyas M'Sham Tasei. Amadosh L'Tashmiteni Shviyas, Shviyas M'Sham Tasei. What does that mean? If you say, Amadosh Shmita is not M'Shamit, you're a liar. Shemitah is Misham. If you say on the Gavra, Amanash Shalai Tashmi Teini Bishviyas, on the condition that you won't enforce the rules against me in Shemitah, so then the Tanai is a good Tanai, and then it works. This is what the Gemara says. L'chaira, and you can argue with me on this, just the way it seems to me, let's try to work out this Gemara. Like the Mishnah Chinuch and like the Torah. I lending you money. First place in the chesed. I lend you money, and now I'm a Talmud Chacham. I learned this Gemara, so I know how to say it. I'm careful, right? Before I lend you the money, I look it up. You say, "I'm not shalai tashmitayni bishvius." What does that mean? That means shvius is mishanim. But I'm lending you on the condition that you will not enforce your rights of Shemitah against me. That's what I tell you. What's in the Cheskin? That makes a lot of sense. What am I saying? Really, Shemitah is Misham. The Ched doesn't exist. I'm lending to you on the condition that you're going to behave on the, as if it does exist. Fine. I can make such a condition with the Leiva. We have a rule called Tanai Shebimam in Kind. Any moment it's because Tanai you make, it exists. I can make any Tanai I want. I can hire a worker, and I can make up that he only has to work 2 minutes a day. I'll pay him for 8 hours. If I make up with him, then it's binding. Any condition I make a moment, it's binding. So, like the Mechas Chinuch, it's Dine Moment. So I can make such a Tanai. But 1 minute, according to the Tumim, what is Shemitah? It's Dine Issa Vehed. It's Dine Issa Vehed. What does Dine Issa Vehed mean? It means, I'm lending you money. According to Tumim, it's none of your business, Shemitah. You're supposed to pay me anyway. I have Dine Issa to say Mishamitani. I have Alaka, I'm supposed to say Mishamitani. It's Dine Issa Vehed. What kind of Tanai am I making? I'm lending you money on the condition that you will not enforce this rule. I mean, you won't enforce it. It's nothing to do with you. It's the Malva's mitzvah to say Mishamadani. The Malva has a mitzvah of Layigash, not to be Tevei. So what if it's Tanai help? Let's say I lend you money on the condition that I'm allowed to wear shatnas on the day you pay me back. That's absurd. I lend you money on the condition that when you pay me back, I'm allowed to wear shatnas. So what does wearing shatnas have to do with mammon? And I'm there to wear shatnas. I can't make such a condition. I lend you money on the nut that if you pay me back on Shabbos, I'm allowed to take money on Shabbos. It's ridiculous. What if there's an avera for me to handle money on Shabbos? I can't make a condition that I'll lend you money on the condition that when you give it to me on Shabbos, I'm allowed to handle the money. It's absurd. It has nothing to do with mammon. I can't make a condition. If you learn like the Tumim, that it's Dine Issa Vehetzer. So what tonight? What are you talking about? On the nuts, what? I'm lending you money on the nuts that I could be today you after Shemitah. What do you mean? I can't be today you because the Dini is a bad thing. There's a lot of Vayigas. What does that have to do with anything? There's a lot. It's a very interesting. It's a major problem with this woman. How we're going to learn up this this Gemara. Now, fortunately, there's a stipler on this sugya. Although the stipler doesn't ask the kasha, I think when we learn the stipler has to do with the bottom taisim and the ktsais, which I mentioned to some of you today. The stipler simin gimel. I think the stipler is word for word also. If you can't find it, Kilos Yaakov on Makis and Kilos Yaakov on Shvius in the volume on Brachus. There are pieces on Shviya and Sefer Shviya, Simin Yud Ches, printed in both places. Come out word for word the same. And tomorrow we'll go through, hopefully, we'll go through the Stipla, see how we went up the Sugya, and it'll be.
Who's
the Ches? Ches Samach Zayin. Okay, the Stipla brings the Ches. See you again.